Shalom, today's daf yomi is Ksubos daf Ayin Ches, Ksubos 78. Today's daf yomi, the Gemara discusses Nichse Mulug, the Mulug property of a woman, that when a woman comes into a marriage, she has the right to designate her property as either Tzon Barzel property or Mulug property. Tzon Barzel property basically means that she will have the right to take at the termination of marriage a certain amount of money that was determined as the value of that property. And that's the money she gets for that property at the termination of the marriage. The Nichse Mulug, she gets the property back. But during the course of the marriage, the dividends of that property is going, the fruits of the that property kicks off, is going to be taken by the husband as part of their marriage agreement. So we say as follows, says the Mishnah, Isha shenafula nechasim ad shel tesaris. Let's say a woman inherited property before she became betrothed to her husband, and then afterwards she became betrothed. So modim beis shammai u beis hillel, then both beis shammai and beis hillel agree, shemocheres v'nosenes v'kayim, that under those circumstances she can sell or give away the property that she got before she was betrothed, and then that is a valid sale, that she's able to do that. So this is before, if she got this property before she became an arusa, that she can give it away, because as long as she has not entered into the full marriage, she's able to do that. But the Mishnah now says a second case, nafula mishen is arsa. Let's say she got the property only after she became betrothed, meaning to say that after she was an arusa, she inherited this property after she was betrothed. So Beis Shammai Omrim Timkor, Beis Shammai says, then, well, as long as she's still in Arusa, as long as she's still only betrothed, she can sell the property. But, says Rashi, Avol Mishitinase Lo, but when she gets fully married, she wouldn't be able to sell that property. Whereas Beis Hillel says, Lo Timkor, Beis Hillel says, no, if she inherited the property after she became betrothed, she wouldn't be able to sell the property. And Elo Ve'lo Modim, Shem Machra V'nasna Kayim, but both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that if she inherited the property while she was betrothed, but before she got married, that if she went ahead and sold it, it is indeed a valid sale. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda argues with this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amru Chachamim Mufnei Rabbi Gamliel, that the Chachamim said before Rabbi Gamliel, Ho V'zacha Be'isha, since the man married the woman, and so therefore he has basically certain rights. She's now his betrothed wife. If that's the case, Lo Yizke Ben Chasim, shouldn't he also have the right to merit her properties? As Rashi says, "Bigamar Farash Ahay Minayo Kaimi Alchatchilo De Beis Shammai Wa Deviyevet De Beis Hillel." The Gemara is going to explain: does this refer to? Is he referring to the Chatchilo Beis Shammai that she's allowed to sell it even Lachatchilo, or does it refer to the Bidiyevet of Beis Hillel that if it was sold, it's a valid sale? So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that she shouldn't be allowed to sell it. So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Gamliel answered, Al Chadashim Anu Boshim. So Rabbi Gamliel says, Al Chadashim, on the new properties that fell to her from after she became married, Anu Boshim, we are embarrassed. We don't understand why Chazal said that if she sold them, that the husband can take them back from the buyers. So you're also going to say not only is the new properties valid, that she has no rights, but also by the old properties. So Rashi explains, we're embarrassed. We don't understand why the sages say that if she sold it and she gave it to the husband can take it away from the purchasers. As we're going to learn later on in our Mishnah. So we don't understand that. But so still you're saying this about the next category as well. And then the Mishnah tells us a third case. The third case is Nafula Mishanises, that if the woman inherited the properties after she was fully married, that's when she had inherited the properties, then Eilu Ve'Eilu Modim, Shem Machra V'Nasna, then everybody agrees, by here we mean Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Yehuda, Everybody agrees that if she sold them or gave them away, Shabal Motzi Miyad Al-Kuchos, that the husband can take them away from the people who purchased them, since he owns the rights to the Malug, to the dividends of the property after the Nisuin. So therefore, she's given away something that doesn't belong to her because he owns the fruits to the property. And so therefore, he has the ability to go in and take them. But let's say, she inherited the properties before she became fully married. She says, in this arsa, she was betrothed, or prior to that, and afterwards she got married. So basically, she got the properties before becoming a nesua. Rabbi Gamliel Omer and Machra v'nasna kayim. Rabbi Gamliel says, then if she sold it, it's valid. So Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Amar Lufnei Rabbi Gamliel, Hol v'zacha b'isha, or Yizke ben Achasim, if he inherits, since he has acquired, basically he's married to the woman, doesn't he get the properties? Amar Lahem al chadashim anu boshim el Hashem atem egalgalon olenu yishanim. He says basically the same idea as before. And so Rabbi Shimon Cholek bein Nechasim, Nechasim. Rabbi Shimon draws a distinction between the types of properties. He says, Nechasim ayidun lapal otimkor. If the husband knew about the properties, she can't sell them. V'machar v'nasna batal. And if she sold them or gave them away, it's invalid. She'ein an yidun lapal. But if the husband didn't know about them, otimkor, she can't sell them. V'machar v'nasna kayim. And if she sold them or gave them away, it's valid.